Today, the Bush administration released its new national security strategy, which puts down on paper the doctrine of preemptive action that the president and his senior advisors have been suggesting for months. All administrations are required to submit such a document to Congress. The Bush strategy emphasizes preemption over deterrence, and it asserts that U.S. military dominance will discourage other nations from challenging American power. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story.
The new national security strategy published today is the most detailed and comprehensive statement of how the Bush administration intends to defend the United States in the post-September 11th world. It prefers preemptive military action over reaction and envisions the United States acting alone when necessary if support from the international community is not possible. This is not the first expression of these ideas in this administration. President Bush first outlined them in public last spring when he spoke to the graduating class at West Point.
We must take the battle to the enemy, disrupt his plans, and confront the worst threats before they emerge.
In fact, the new national security paper quotes liberally from that speech the president gave on June 1st. In the new world we have entered, the president writes in this paper, the only path to peace and security is the path of action. That is a line drawn directly from the West Point speech.
If we wait for threats to fully materialize, we will have waited too long.
The emphatic language of the new security doctrine sets the tone and policy preferences of the Bush administration. But earlier administrations certainly have considered and used the doctrine of preemption as a tool for defending the United States and American interests. One of the most often cited cases of preemption was President Kennedy's decision in 1962 to blockade Cuba during the missile crisis. Secretary of State Colin Powell testified before Congress recently that preemption is not a new doctrine. Joseph Nye, the dean of the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, agrees. Nye was an assistant secretary of defense during the Clinton administration and has written The Paradox of American Power, Why the World's Only Superpower Can't Go It Alone.
If you take the statement in the doctrine, it's unexceptional. You don't wait to be hit, particularly be hit by terrorists again. You should preempt. But if you say we're going to take war to a lot of countries well before they could hurt us, just on the principle they could hurt us, then that clearly is way outside the bounds of past practice.
That, in fact, is the debate underway now, whether in applying this doctrine to the case of Iraq, the Bush administration is ready to use a preemptive attack justifiably, or whether it is going beyond the bounds of what was acceptable in the past. The new Bush national security strategy acknowledges all the various ways in which the United States must defend itself through multinational treaties, diplomacy, economic policy, and support for expanding democracy around the globe. But in one other area, it appears to depart from previous administrations. It acknowledges that the United States is now the dominant military power in the world and asserts the interest of the United States to maintain its dominance in order to discourage other nations from acquiring weapons that could challenge American power. That was expressed by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld back in January in a speech he gave in Washington.
Our goal is not simply to fight and win wars. It is to try to prevent wars. To do so, we need to find ways to influence the decision makers of potential adversaries, to deter them not only from using existing weapons, but to the extent possible, try to dissuade them from building dangerous new capabilities in the first place.
The new policy paper says U.S. forces will be strong enough to dissuade potential adversaries from pursuing a military buildup in hopes of surpassing or equaling the power of the United States. Joseph Nye argues that this so-called hard power of the United States is insufficient in a complex world.
We could gain more strength for our position if we stressed not only our hard power of military might, but added to it more of our soft power of basically standing for attractive positions that make others want to follow us.
President Bush writes in the paper released today, we do not use our strength to press for unilateral advantage. The Bush administration's record on foreign policy has been criticized by many international leaders as far too unilateral. We seek, the president writes, to create a balance of power that favors human freedom. A senior administration official elaborated on this today. The purpose of American military power is to defend this balance of power that favors freedom, the official said, adding, we will not allow an adversarial military power to arise. Mike Schuster, NPR News.